A Jewish Journal article, Sunrise Movement calls DC chapter anti-Semitic for refusing to participate in rally over Zionist organizations. The National Sunrise Movement Climate Group denounced their Washington, D.C. chapter for being anti-Semitic in their refusal to participate in an October 23 voting rights rally because of Zionist organizations. Sunrise D.C. cited the participation of the Jewish Council of Public Affairs, JCPA, National Council of Jewish Women, NCJW, and Religious Action Center of Reform Judaism, RAC, in the October 23 Freedom to Vote Relay rally at the finish line as being in alignment with and in support of Zionism in the State of Israel. Given our commitment to racial justice, self-governance, and indigenous sovereignty, we oppose Zionism and any state that enforces that ideology, they said in a statement. Sunrise Movement issued an October 21 statement saying they reject all forms of discrimination, including anti-Semitism and anti-Palestinian racism, and that they will always welcome anyone who acts on our principles and chooses to join the fight for collective liberation. But some Jewish groups, including the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and the Jewish Democratic Council of America, argued that Sunrise's statement wasn't enough because it didn't explicitly call out the inherent anti-Semitism in Sunrise DC's desire to single out and exclude Jewish organizations. The Forward reported that Sunrise Movement issued a tweet condemning their DC's chapter anti-Semitism after meeting with the JCPA, NCJW, and RAC. To be clear, Sunrise DC's statement and actions are not in line with our values, the tweet read, which also included a photo of the organization's October 21 statement. Singling out Jewish organizations for removal from a coalition, despite others holding similar views, is anti-Semitic and unacceptable. Sheila Katz, who heads the NCJW, told the Forward that their meeting with Sunrise had very productive dialogue and it resulted in an amended statement naming what happened as anti-Semitic. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted that Sunrise provided a helpful clarification, but we remain concerned that these litmus tests targeting Jewish groups are becoming increasingly common. To be clear, excluding groups solely because they support Israel is anti-Semitic. Stop Anti-Semitism tweeted that Sunrise should include your Twitter caption in your statement, remove those responsible from your DC hub responsible for the anti-Semitism, and start actively working with the Jewish groups isolated, as well as others, to rectify this to make sure it doesn't happen again. Joel M. Petlin, superintendent for the Kiryas Joel School District, tweeted, usually the organizational statement is better than a mere tweet, because it's not limited to 280 words. In Sunrise's case, it was the opposite. The tweet called out anti-Semitism. The statement amounted to an asterisk All Lives Matter asterisk. That's not really a condemnation of anti-Semitism. Sunrise DC tweeted, we've been taking time to reflect, learn, and think carefully on what has transpired since we released our statement. We have been in conversation with our membership and local community and will be commenting further in the near future.